Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Ja. Killing mechanical, thought it was good, but I'm starting to panic. The thought of the chemical, half was a parable. The girl is a cannibal, she give me allergy. Plowing like plowstones. Yeah. I got bitches like a cat, they claw in my head. I got bitches I don't know. Diamond teeth, I've been a riot. I need to shut down the street. Smoking out all the key, draining the energy. Waking up feeling like shit in a cemetery. I got these zombies all around me. I got these zombies all around me. I got these zombies all around me. Yeah. I got bitches like a Captain Claw and me. I got bitches I don't know. Shout out Young Hoa.
Tune into 95 BFM. This is Fancy New Band. Yeah. And in studio we're joined by Damblo, who's one person.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Oh, good.
It's good?
It's a beautiful day, dude.
Sweet. Thanks for coming on. Very very keen and very happy when you said you wanted to come up and play some tracks. For the people out there, just tell us a bit about what Damblo is and why you decided to write music under this name.
I was just living in a flat with two dudes, and we wanted to have some fun. I don't know, it's just fun music, you know?
Yeah.
But then, yeah, I started out making, like, really hype tracks and not sharing any of them. and then just getting like sadder and sadder, and now I'm at this point where I'm just making sad music basically, but that's how it started.
It's cool though that it's like started out as like a fun thing and then you've kind of decided to even continue with it. Like, I mean, we were talking earlier and you've like moved places anyway, so like the fact that it's still like a thing that you want to keep going.
It's weird though, because it's not weird, it's interesting. Every time I move, the vibe kind of changes in the music. Yeah.
So it's just like evolving constantly with like new scenarios and surroundings.
Evolving. Yeah. So yeah, you listen to, I mean, I remember sending you tracks.
Yeah.
Like when I first started that shit, it was way different.
It is way different, which is, it's cool though, because like it's definitely like this whole genre, I guess, you're saying like cloud rap, even overseas, is like so like changing, and like with like, I guess, with people kind of, I guess, within the scene, like diet, like people passing away and stuff, I think that whole like stuff like changes people's like out, like I guess, view on like things and the music, I guess.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. So you're not a stranger to making music. You've released and still are releasing stuff, I guess, under W.
Yeah,
maybe not as frequent as before. But yeah, I mean, completely different style, which is really crazy. I guess we always wanting to try like something new aside from writing stuff under W.
Not like always, man, but I guess, you know, like I said, I started doing it because it was more fun and there was only so much I could do
under
W, and I don't know, I just felt pretty stagnant.
Have you always wanted to give like this type of music like a go, like in terms of writing and producing some stuff, or
not always?
Okay.
Just kind of, I don't know, I guess it was because of all those artists that started popping up around like a year or two ago.
I think that's where it kind of got like really hyped as well, like that whole genre, because I remember like a year ago or even like before that a little bit, like all these artists were popping up from like overseas and kind of making their way to New Zealand. It was like pretty big.
It was pretty all of a sudden too.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't help but jump on board.
Yeah.
Because the shit's fun. Like,
yeah. That's all that matters, to be honest. Having fun.
Definitely. And I with the previous projects I was doing, it wasn't fun anymore. It was like I was trying a bit hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, that's fair enough. So I guess like moving on to something that you could like definitely like go into being like, yeah, this is cool and I want to keep like evolving and writing some more stuff and working with people. And
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man. Cool. Yeah. And I mean, talking a bit about the tracks that you've made, a lot of them have been produced by yourself, but you've had some of the people kind of on board.
Yeah.
And a bunch of like cool features on your songs as well.
Yeah. A bunch.
I mean, how do you go about writing and producing a song? Like, do you work off like another track that you've heard and like get inspiration that way? Like, how does it all go about?
Well, I guess with this kind of music, like you can spend hours making beats, and because it's relatively quick to like lay down a beat. I would just have like literally hundreds of beats, and then every now and then again one of them like sticks out and lay down some vocals on it.
Nice.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. And in terms of other people producing a song, like they'll have like the beats essentially, and you'd like write under that.
Yeah, which is just like cutting out a step in the process basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I've only got maybe a couple of songs with other producers, but one of them's my mate Michael Nash.
Yeah.
He's under the name Slink. He's a cool producer. Yeah.
Cool. And you've been doing quite a few live shows around Auckland. You've done Tom Fest and a bunch of shows through Leaping Tiger and Friends. Yeah. They've like put on some shows at Whammy, I think.
Yeah, Whammy back.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. So how does a live performance work for you? Because I know that you're obviously the front person, but sometimes you have like DJ people spinning the beats.
Yeah, usually just fucking grab the closest friend and tell them to sit on the laptop for 20 minutes and press play.
Basically. It's a buzz. Yeah.
Yeah. But like it goes back to the whole thing of like it's just a good time.
And getting people together, I think, as well, that you have fun, you can like share that fun with you as well, and like kind of like you can
definitely
have that like that moment of time and just
shout out Eugene. He's one of my features. I had a controversial figure, but he's a good guy deep down.
Do you have any I guess in terms of creating music, do you have any local inspirations that you've like, I guess, seen, like you've been doing shows and live shows, any like local producers or people that you take inspiration from?
I haven't really thought about it. It was mostly international, but like I guess as I've done these live shows, all the guys that I played with there turn out to be inspiring, you know?
Yeah. And what are your international inspirations, I guess, that you listen to a lot?
I like Young Lean. I like all sorts, you know?
Yeah. So I just like that genre in itself is just like there's a whole bunch of music just coming out that I guess the genre is kind of like an inspiration, which I guess is why you've created this, because like you were following the whole music. So I guess like this like the sound of the music in general is just like a big thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But that dude's been around for years, which is weird that like it's coming back. What? It's just like so much bigger now than it has been.
Yeah, for sure. You've got a bunch of stuff on SoundCloud. And you've released an album, I guess you could say an album,
something
called
like that, yeah.
titled Damn Blue Season, which is on, I think it's on Spotify, right?
Yeah, on everything.
It's on everything. Do you have any more songs in the works? Any more stuff happening?
I've made like 3 songs that are down recorded now. I don't really have any plans, but like, yeah, I've got 3 songs at the moment. I'm going to play one of them today.
Sweet. Just keeping it coming, I guess, just...
Yeah, that's the other good thing, man. You can just like upload a track at a time and it's no pressure.
That's the buzz, yeah. And I mean your album that you've released essentially is just like a collection of your work, which is like
a couple of new ones,
which is cool. I'm very excited to hear these 2 songs. We've got a track Deeper next and then Black Ice after that, which is a new one, which I'm very excited to hear. But I mean, thank you very much, Dan/Damblo for coming in.
Okay, man.
People can find you online on SoundCloud, of course, and of course, Damblo Season up on all streaming services.
Sure is.
Excited for the future. All the best. We've got these 2 tracks that we're going to be playing right now, and I'm going to get some stuff ready.
Wish me luck.
Listening to Fancy New Band.
You are listening to 95 BFM right across Auckland City.
Yeah, and another thing is you can listen to us while you're at home or while you're relaxing or doing some chores, or you can take us along for company while you're driving in your car, and we can even jog together if you have a small Walkman-type cassette player.
This is Fancy New Band.
That was a Fancy New Band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.